Happy Monday, everybody. It's 11 minutes after 5 on this. This is what I would call pretty nice winter morning. This is not bad at all. You seem like you're a grumpy Gus this morning. What's the matter with you?
No, I'm fine.
Things are running a little late this morning, I noticed for you. Usually that's here when I get in.
Oh, well, see, sometimes they don't print the proper stuff. You know, we're all on timetables here. Everything has to work at the proper time in order for everything to work well.
Yeah.
So when something doesn't print or isn't there to print, it screws up the timetable.
Right. And so I just noticed you were running late.
just one thing.
Well, you know.
I got everything done. Exactly where I need to be at this point in the morning.
That's supposed to be on my desk when I come in.
Oh,
please. So therefore I can, you know, I do that first and then I start doing everything else.
What is this, 12 years a slave? Come on, give me a break here.
Yeah, we'll talk about the Globes during the entertainment news segment. There's something I found very interesting about that. American Hustle won for best film that's either in the musical or comedy category. It was neither a musical nor a comedy. It's not a funny movie. It's not a feel-good movie at all. And it's got a great soundtrack.
Well, that's probably why then.
But they don't sing. It's not a musical. I mean, they've got some great music in it. The soundtrack is fantastic. But it's not a musical or
a
comedy.
The voters really were divided between American Hustle and 12 Years
a
Slave.
And so they just decide, well, we'll put that over here and give it to them anyway.
It's the foreign critics. They gave a Golden Globe to Andy Samberg for his new sitcom that's on TV, for crying out loud.
That means they're all on drugs.
You know?
They gave
the best director prize to Spike Jonze. He's one of the guys that invented Jackass.
Yeah.
He's the director of
that
movie, Her.
He's creative.
Okay.
He is inventive. He may not be the most intelligent humor, but it's out there. All right, but it's all about perspective, okay? You're grumpy. You don't like being here on a Monday.
I'm fine. Monday's no problem for me, man. I go to bed early on Sunday night. I don't like you guys.
I did too. I hit the rack pretty early last night. So it's all about perspective. How would you like to feel... these passengers that were on the Southwest Airlines that landed at the wrong airport. Did you hear about this?
It happens occasionally.
It does happen occasionally, and it's a great reality check. Passengers on a 737 from Southwest Airlines that were flying from Chicago, supposed to be going to the Branson, Missouri airport, yesterday were a little inconvenienced when they realized they landed at the wrong airport. Now, it's not that big of a deal. It's 8 miles from where the original airport they were supposed to be. They landed at the Graham Clark Downtown Airport. I guess that would be like if you're flying into here, you're supposed to land.
That's happened.
Has it really?
That's happened. A big jet flying from I believe it was coming back from Vegas. Instead of landing at Mosinee or in Cronenwetter, landed
in
the downtown airport on the south end, which is a small airport.
It's not
supposed to take big jets.
Well,
this thing flew over the lake, right over the restaurant over there, Gulliver's, and everybody's going, what the hell was that? not used to hearing big airplanes flying into that little airport.
And that is something that caused people some concern. One passenger, a tax attorney and CPA, you know what that means, lawsuit, said that most of the passengers were in a somber mood after learning that they were 40 feet from the edge of a cliff when the plane came to a stop. It's like, wow. So it's all about perspective. You are where you're supposed to be this morning.
You think Yakov Smirnoff was making jokes about that at his Branson Theater?
Is he still doing his thing?
I don't know. He had his own theater there for a while.
Wow. Well, I always wondered what happened to him because, you know, it's a wonderful country. That gets old real fast. And especially you and your folks wouldn't want us to hear that anymore. So, you know, I always kind of wondered where he was and what he was doing. You think he's still in Branson?
I'll look. I'll let you know during the entertainment segment.
Is Branson where you go when you're not quite good enough to make it in Vegas?
When you're not quite good enough to make it in Reno. When you're not quite good enough to make it in Salt Lake City.
Wait a minute. There are people who say, the actual entertainers, who say the economics is much better working in Branson than it is anywhere else. Because they own the theaters, the labor costs, a non-union environment.
But it's not the Rolling Stones. It's Tony Orlando that's working there, for crying out loud.
It's a velvet coffin. Yeah. You don't go anywhere. You have to do 3 shows instead of 2. You got to work the holidays. You got to do all the stuff that you know, Britney Spears is not working as hard with her show in Vegas.
That's my
Tony
point.
But Tony Orlando would say more of it goes into my pocket than if I was doing this somewhere else.
Yeah,
I suppose instead of going around playing the casino circuit, that works better for him.
I suppose so. All right, we've got a lot we're going to be doing. I want to get your update on sports. We had the playoff games for the NFL. So we're down to what, four teams?
We're down to four teams. I blogged today about the insanity of some of the coaches and players and their activities on the field. Jim Harbaugh needs to take some Quaaludes or something.
Wow.
He's insane.
Yeah, but that's how he gets his team to where
it's supposed to be. No, you don't have to act like that in order to get your team to play. He's just a lunatic.
We'll talk about that and a lot more. The Monday version of your favorite program is On a Roll.
It's time to start the program. We've got a show to do. Yes, there's some dumbass paying us just to talk to you. We're sleeping with our interns. Our coffee's full of booze. Don't know what song we're playing, but it's time to take a snooze.
Dead air!
Good thing nobody's listening, or we'd be unemployed. Let's get the music going. Keeps the payola flowing. It's time to start the show, and it's unsensational, irritational, non-ovational, constipational. This is what we call the morning show.
Rush, Sean, and the Wisconsin Morning News. AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.